When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, and in about 15 minutes, we're going to give you a keyword. It'll be thrown out there. It's your chance to make some money. You just follow the directions, and you could win the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest. Right after that, we'll drag them out and put them in front of you. The Moistline people are coming up here on KFI at 320, 350. I'm looking at this story. We're going to talk about Oregon, but I'm going to spend a minute on San Francisco. The Wall Street Journal did a stunning story yesterday about a building in San Francisco on California Street. It's a 22-story glass and stone tower office building. In 2019, it was worth around $300 million. If it were sold today, $60 million, because it's vacant. In fact, it says in another story that 30% of San Francisco office space is now empty.
Seven times more than the rate before the pandemic. And now you have an 80% decline in this particular building's value. And the property taxes will get reassessed. And that's going to be an 80% hit on the property tax revenue to the city.
In fact, that's another story that I just found in a Bay Area website. Lowering downtown San Francisco real estate values could have profound impacts on the San Francisco city budget.
Every building owner is going to go tax assessor and say, reassess it. Market's drastically different. And they're going to have to. And they're going to reassess it. And then the tax revenues are going to come in way lower. Not to mention with the lack of workers, because this is an empty building. Okay. God knows how many 22 stories. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of workers in there, maybe thousands, right? None of them are buying a meal. None of them are going out for a drink at night, having dinner. None of them are buying any of the things they need to pick up on the way home. None of them.
Right.
Imagine the tax hit there, all the sales tax.
They blame the pandemic, which obviously was a factor, but they're saying that tourism is starting to rebound, but not office workers. And I think it's a combination of the cost, the homeless, and the fact that if you can work from anywhere, why not work from anywhere?
But especially,
this is the pressure they're trying to put on employers to bring people back to the office.
You know, the thing is, I can't prove this, but I would think cities that remain pleasant, more of the workers come back to downtown, because a lot of people want to work at home, but a lot of people also like seeing people.
Oh, they do.
At
they
work,
like to go, right.
Yeah. It's their community. Then they like going out for dinner and drinks afterwards. They like doing their shopping nearby. They like it. It's fun to be young and in a city with other young people, and you're all working in offices together. That's a good time in life before you pack up and go to the suburbs, you know, with your spouse and kids. But that's all gone now.
Now we take you to Oregon, where, boy, you know, it seems like you find a story where they're doing too much to normalize and make it more difficult to deal with the homeless problem. Then you find this one. Oregon State House has a bill, 3501. They're calling it the Right to Rest Act. It states that homeless individuals will have a privacy interest and a reasonable expectation of privacy in any property belonging to the person, regardless of whether the public property is located in a public space. Basically, what that means is they can camp anywhere they want in public areas.
And they could sue for up to $1,000 if they're harassed or told to relocate. I guess that would include the government or even private citizens.
Remember the good old days where politicians used to say, yeah, we understand it's a public space. We're doing all we can to get them housing. Now we're going to write a bill that protects their right to squat.
Right. Suddenly it's not about getting them housing. They're not even trying because they can't. So now it's about, well, okay, let's make their housing the park that they're taking a crap in every day.
Because they consider this discrimination based on their housing status. You see the angle they're coming at?
Yeah, they made that up.
Telling them to move and pack up their stuff and go is discriminating against them because they're unhoused.
Yes, because you don't have a right to foul up a public space. There is discrimination.
You do if you're unhoused. No, that's what this bill says.
They can write anything they want. Just because they write it doesn't mean it's true. And public space.
Oh, but it passes. It changes everything.
No, I think this could be this could be challenged because there is no constitutional right to live in a park. There isn't. What the judges have decided is you got to provide them a place to stay, right? That was that Ninth Circuit,
right?
So, but a public space is owned by everyone. We're not subleasing it out for no money to any random drug addict or schizophrenic. So they don't have the right. And just because some idiot pop, by the way, this isn't, whoever wrote this bill is an anarchist.
Yeah, really.
All right, because
it was written by a legislator who they couldn't speak to, Rep Farah Chachi.
Yeah, what is that? Where'd this person come from? I mean, this really sounds like an agent of anarchy and destruction here. Because Portland is hurting badly. They've really ruined the city. And most of the people in the Portland metro area, I think 75%, will not go to downtown Portland. So there's no constituency for this.
Right.
And this may be a lone whack job, but
I like the way Fox News spoke to a resident of Eugene, Oregon. Remember, this is a state bill. It wouldn't just be Portland. Eugene's college town. This resident said that squatters living in RVs have been causing anxiety for residents in the neighborhood for 2 years. Quote, this Eugene resident, Lane Radcliffe, told a local television outlet earlier this month, no one is legally supposed to be camping here. No one is supposed to be giving fellatio in the corner. No one's supposed to be shooting up heroin in plain sight. No one's supposed to be trespassing on our property. Making it sound like, but it's happening anyway.
Giving fellatio in the corner?
That's how they put it. I don't know whether Lane is a man or a woman.
What corner is that?
You don't want to go there.
So here's the story. This is what I'm talking about.
Here it is. Oregon RV squatters torment residents for 2 years with drug use, public sex acts. One of them spit blood on me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sex
I just clicked
acts?
The link to find the original story, right?
Drugs and blood spitting?
Yeah, so
nobody's got a constitutional right to any of this. Nobody has a constitutional right to camp 24 hours a day. Nobody has a right to have sex acts in the street, shooting up heroin. That's all against the law. Even that Ninth Circuit decision said they could camp between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. That is the specifics there. That right. You can't bother them unless you offer them shelter between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. At 6 a.m., every single person in the country can be roused up and told to move on. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
So this is nonsense.
Yeah, this Eugene resident said the problem right here is the city put double length RV length parking spots a few feet from our front door.
What, in a residential area?
Yeah, in Eugene, Oregon, yeah. They did, yeah. They basically accommodated them by making them RV parking spots.
Well, why don't you vote for different people, okay? Stop voting for the anarchists. And then,
nobody else runs. That's the problem.
Then you have to run. You have to run.
You?
I have to run. Somebody's got to run.
Oh, you mean the people in the story complaining, yeah.
Yeah, well, or you. But, I mean, the people in the story complaining, you have to run for office. If you let whatever a Farachachi is.
You were supposed to run for governor. They were pushing you.
I can't win. I'm not going to run.
By now you'd be running
win.
For president. What happened?
No, I would have lost.
It was like 3 years ago.
I would have lost and lost a lot of money. And
a bill giving people a right to squat in public because otherwise you're discriminating against them because they're unhoused.
This is a woman, Farah.
Oh, it was a woman?
Yes. No. Looking her up here, her bio. They don't have much on her. But she's got to be some kind of agent of destruction and anarchy.
I tell you, we really are circling the bowl.
She's even got her
stories
own.
Stories just tend to grow and grow.
Oh, here we go. Boy, as a student, she worked at a Dollar Tree. Then she worked for Daimler Truck.
Oh, this legislator?
Yeah. And then she ended up at a Human Rights Advisory Commission and worked for a law firm. What the hell? How do these people get into this?
Because, you know, people that have these passionate, extreme viewpoints, they want to get into politics and run because they think they're changing the world. People that are just going about doing their business don't run. People are trying to take care of their families, just keeping their head down and getting through life. They don't
run.
Extremists often run on both sides.
That model doesn't work anymore. You can't just mind your own business anymore. You can't. All right? No. The bad guys have taken over. You've got to do something. You got to wake yourself up from your stupor. Get out of your coma.
All right. Well, speaking of comas, we'll see what the Moistline people have to say. Some of them sound like they just woke up. Before that, though, a chance for money. KFI's Inflation Compensation Contest. You'll get the latest keyword and your chance to win. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. We're going to bring out the voice line, folks, now.
We are?
Why not? You leave us messages. Tons of them. I guess. Our technical director, Eric Sklar, goes through them all. We present them this time, Fridays, and again in about 30 minutes. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You know this state is messed up when a governor can put on restrictions on people going restaurants. He just goes out by himself with his buddies and he gets reelected. Man, I'm gonna get out of this state. Good thing I could still listen to you guys on the iHeartRadio app.
That's right.
Yeah, so
ding.
The sign on the freeway says you can lower congestion by walking, biking, or taking public transportation. Yeah, I'm gonna walk the 10-mile air and I'm taking the freeway for it. And it's not gonna lower congestion doing that. You know what that's gonna do? It's gonna increase crime.
Hi, Eunices Hernandez. Can we also try and get the electric car companies to place a device on the gas tank cap so that our gasoline from electric cars doesn't get siphoned off?
Good John, point. You're not politically correct. They're not homeless. They are urban camping enthusiasts. Now get that right. Urban camping enthusiasts.
This is Governor Newsom. You elected me mayor, and I turned San Francisco into a shithole. Then you elected me governor, and I turned California into a shithole. And now I'm running for president, and I promise I will turn the whole country into a shithole. Period. Full stop.
All these restaurant break-ins in Glendale is clearly a protection racket. These people didn't pay, and now they have to pay. So we need that guy, like the enforcer, whoever that guy is, that would come down and take care of it, because that's clearly what it is.
Supportive housing, temporary housing, affordable housing, high-density housing. The name for it all is government ghettos. No one wants government ghettos in their neighborhood. No one should want to live in government ghettos. No one should be building government ghettos.
Stealing things is not the hard part with those Glendale thefts. It's turning what you steal into cash. These were well thought out, planned burglaries. If one restaurant, and apparently one had $800 last time, has that kind of cash, that's pretty good night.
Somebody made a mistake and put all of the Bud Light in the morgue, so they didn't have room in the morgue anymore, so they had to put the body in the beverage cooler.
I am freaking speechless. If I took my $85,000 motorhome and drove it up the coast and decided to park along the shoulder on Highway 101 in Marin County, there would be a highway patrolman at my door in 5 minutes telling me to vacate.
Deborah Mark, I agree with you. Rip it all out.
Cow tongue is the best when it is cooked right. It's definitely the best in tacos and burritos.
You know one thing they could do to stop the fentanyl crisis in San Francisco? Shut down the storefront enabling sites. They give away the best insulin needles to these addicts for free. I have to pay through the nose to get them because I'm a diabetic.
These earth people, they're just the modern day equivalent of the ancient Celtic druids. There are all kinds of societies in ancient times that worshipped the earth instead of a spirit creature or a deity. And that's all this is. It's a religion.
We need another option on every ballot, which is none of the above. If none of the above gets more votes than any candidate, then all parties have to come back with new candidates within 60 days. And if you've been voted down once, you can't run again.
The Biden administration continues to try to fool and lie to the American people about their migration agenda to destroy American society. They did not know what to do about the bad optics at the border of all those people there until now. So now what they're effectively doing is moving the checkpoints south to other countries to in-process the migrants from there so they don't have the thousands upon thousands of people at the border.
That's right.
Thank you for leaving your message.
That is part of the tactic.
Please hang up.
To take away the visual of the border being overrun, they had to set up these little processing offices in these Central American countries.
It's
so people can pile up there.
An election season manipulation is all it is.
It is, right. We're leading into next year.
That's all what he said. All they do is lie.
Barely.
What is I agree with Deborah Mark, just rip it out? What was that a reference to?
I think it was...
The tongues and the anuses.
Yeah.
From the cows.
So the people that were doing that to the cows, I said, we need to do that to the people.
Damn, you want to rip out
these are the cows in Texas that were found missing, right?
Right.
Before,
so you want tongues. So the guy's doing it. You want their tongues and anuses ripped out.
Yes.
Yes, I forgot. That was a great moment, actually. Just out of context, I didn't connect with it right away.
Time for a quick bit of advice, because I've been seeing this guy everywhere. Remember the $2 billion Powerball prize that was given out not too long ago? Edwin Castro is the winner. He's a 30-year-old man. He's showing up. Websites everywhere. The Daily Mail, the New York Post. He's been buying a quarter of a million-dollar Porsche. He's bought a couple of homes. One of them's worth $4 million. Another is $25 million Hollywood Hills Estates. He's been shown driving out of banks with wads of cash. Don't you think this is a little crazy of this man?
Oh, he'll be on one of a segment.
Didn't we say that usually lottery winners, that they win big prizes, try to stay underground for as long as possible,
and
if possible, always anonymous. But in California, you can't stay anonymous. But I don't think you should make yourself such a public spectacle.
Oh, he's going to be a target.
Yeah, there's pictures of him walking out of the bank with a whole envelope full of
And eventually, loot. He's going to blow his money.
Yeah.
There's a reason some of these people, they win lotteries, they blow the money. They never made money to begin with.
There's is it possible, though, to blow? Well, it's not $2 billion he's getting, but you know, the lump sum, I think, is
$997 million.
Is it possible to blow that? He's only 30. I guess it is before your
Well, at this
wife.
Rate.
At this rate, I know.
Yeah. So yeah. He spent $30 million almost on two mansions.
Wow.
All right. So,
yeah, $30 million on two stunning L.A. mansions.
A $25 million estate in Hollywood Hills. His neighbors will be Ariana Grande and Jimmy Kimmel, who, by the way, will not want to talk to this guy, all right? He thinks he's going to end up invited to their house. That's not going to happen. You don't want the lottery goof to be coming over.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a good idea. Remember, they say that some people put their fancy-looking jewelry on social media, some celebrities, and that leads them to be a target thieves.
You know how many bad guys track this stuff in the news, and they probably think this will be really funny. To steal this guy's Porsche.
I'm just telling you, Edwin, lay low for a while. I think you're just making it a little too showy. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on till 4 o'clock, 1 to 4 every day. After 4 o'clock, what'd you miss? Well, you can hear it on the iHeart app, the podcast, John and Ken on demand, and that'll be posted shortly after 4 o'clock. And then you can spend the whole weekend listening to any of the shows.
Woohoo! That we've done. Well, I tell you what, go forest bathe. nude with the little earphones listening to John and Ken.
Forest bathing to John and Ken is
quite a pastime.
It's arousing.
I hate to tell you this, but California gas prices are probably going to take a big leap because the Iranians, they grabbed an oil tanker headed for the U.S. So that's it. We're not going to get that oil. Oh, well.
Yeah. You know,
it was actually.
They deserve a nuke, too.
Managed by a company out of Turkey, but owned by the Chinese. The tanker.
The tanker's owned by the Chinese, managed
by the Turks.
By the Turks, but the oil was headed here.
That's correct. Complicated, huh?
I don't know. We should be running all our own stuff. I mean,
the Iranians say that it ran into another Iranian vessel, but they provided no evidence to support that allegation.
That government lies all the time, too, so who knows?
Yeah. This is not the first time they've taken oil tankers, so they seem to like to
Well, Iran's an enemy, China's an enemy, and Turkey's only half a friend, so that's not a good combination there. We're relying on oil from that crowd.
Oh, look at that. All the ship's 24 crew members, though, are actually from India. Boy, that's a complicated story, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a vessel owned by the Chinese, managed by the Turks, but with a crew of Indian people. That's headed for the U.S.
Headed for the U.S.
That's a very diverse story, isn't it?
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Which brings us now to scammers and Romanians. Apparently, the LAPD took a whole bunch of people into custody suspected of running an identity and EBT card theft operation. Electronic benefits transfer, by the way.
Welfare cards.
It is the old food stamps.
Yeah, it's food stamps, welfare, EBT.
They didn't want people to suffer. This is years ago. The shame of actually having to take out what are clearly like coupon food stamps. So they switched them over to like a debit card system.
Right.
Called EBT.
So now the term.
You can see the signs and windows of a lot of fast food places. We accept EBT.
Sure, but it's the same stigma.
Except you don't know. The person in front of you just runs a card. How do you know it's a food stamp card or it's just a debit card from a bank? You don't know. They've removed the stigma. You don't know.
No, actually, sometimes there's always a snafu. There's always some kind of
snafu?
Problem. A snafu, yes.
Or a snafu.
Is it snafu?
It is snafu.
Oh, yes. From where I come from, we pronounce it snafu.
You put an O in there instead of an A. They found credit card skimming devices, card readers, more than $36,000, and a large number of false identification cards and documents. They were working on this case for a while. They ended up going to a lovely Van Nuys motel.
Oh, on Sepulveda Boulevard. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Do you know it? Well, no.
Oh,
okay.
But there, you know
Are
what?
You meeting people there?
No. You know what? Along Sepulveda Boulevard, Van Nuys, there's lots of these motels. Deborah, you've probably seen these too, right? They're all suspicious, run down, and you drive by them, and you only have one thought. What is going on in there? It can't be anything good. And, yeah, there's a lot of prostitution going on in there. And I always have those thoughts. There's these old motels scattered all over the West Side, embedded in the business.
Are these the ones that
districts.
Took on the homeless? Or
I assume now that's what they're used for. But they're nondescript, run down. Maybe they were useful for tourists. You know, 70 years ago. But now most of them are eyesores. And you just know there's nothing but bad news going on in there. So I'm not surprised.
In LA County alone, more than $20 million in EBT benefits were stolen in 2022. That's a huge increase from the year before. Mm-hmm.
Well,
the county lost less than $1 million the year before. So this has become an art form.
Eastern Europe.
I think it's a Romanian syndicate that was working on this.
Eastern Europe is rife with scammers.
I remember for the
fraud with the unemployment handouts, the $31 billion, a lot of the fraud was coming out of Eastern Europe. And a lot of the online scams or online stuff posted on Facebook, that all comes from Eastern Europe as well. All the misinformation.
You know the
political interference,
the
that stuff comes from Eastern Europe too.
Are they paid to do that, or how do you make money doing that? I can see
you're,
scamming people.
You're
as,
paid by whatever government wants to cause the problem.
Oh, like Putin?
Yeah. What you do is you put these sites, like Putin has these sites to try to disrupt our our society, right?
Oh, yeah.
By, does, by yes. planting disruptive posts on social media to get people at each other's throats. But what you do, you put it in a foreign country. Romania is one of them.
Oh, as cover?
Yeah, as cover. It's like when we were had the war on terror going, right? And we wanted to torture people. The CIA set up these black box sites. So one of them was in Poland, for example. And that's where we dragged the terrorists inside the black box building. And, you know, we did all kinds of...
Where torture's not illegal.
Yeah, ancient medieval torture methods.
You take them to some country.
Put them on the rack.
A lot of rules and laws.
That's right. Put them on the rack, start cranking, pulling out their legs and arms until they spill
their
secrets.
They had a name for that. I remember, I think there was actually a movie that was based on that and taking people to places where they could torture them without questions.
So that's what you do.
I'm supportive, though, actually.
Yeah,
you got to do what you got to do sometimes in the case of war to get the information out of people, particularly what we were dealing with after 9/11. Holy mackerel. So they rounded up a whole bunch of Romanians, as one guy photographed in the picture in the story in the El Segundo Times. And, he looks like he was part of a fraud operation.
Some guys just look like they're involved in fraud.
And I think if I remember this, that these EBT cards are not, they don't have the security provisions that, you know, like your average credit card has or something that,
well, that's
another thing California's been lax on. So that skimming machines can pick up the data and reproduce the card, and that's how they do it.
Right, because a lot of modern credit cards have those
little
computer chips, right?
It's encrypted,
and
right.
And you just tap the card.
Right.
And you'll get around any skimming devices that have been... attached to the ATM.
Right. It's like that story we were talking about with Tim the other day. Apparently, some people are claiming that they're just walking by, like, gas pumps, and it's the card is being tapped. It's being accessed.
Oh, yeah.
Those tap cards are somehow going off, and they're picking up charges. I find that hard to believe. That's got to be one really weird glitch.
The thing is, we've been warned to take your car keys and put them in a drawer or put them in like some kind of like lead lined container, because the bad guys have a certain device and they could aim it through the windows of your house and pick up your key fob and then bounce the signal off the key fob back to your car and start your car.
Oh man, that's elaborate.
Right. So a lot of people I know hide their keys at night so that the laser, whatever the hell that thing is, can't find it and can't inadvertently start your car, and then they steal it.
So that's if you leave your car in the street. My mine's locked up in a garage, so they'd have to get in there too.
Right.
All right. We got the voice line part two. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Did you hear about the Swiss radio station program?
Yeah, she just did that story. Entirely
about
artists. That story about 3:15. I heard it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm telling it now.
But we're anxious for the moist line, so go ahead.
Are we?
No, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm excited to hear what they have to say.
It was 13 hours of music created by artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it was horrible, I heard. Terrible.
And disc jockeys and news people, artificial intelligence.
No ratings. Yeah. Well, that's how they're going to replace you. Why not? Just have AI create all the topics and even the callers. Right?
They can even guess, apparently everything. Even jokes. They even the AI computer had a sense of humor.
In the year 2525, don't you think that's appropriate there? Eventually, we
almost made it through the week without a song. All right, now I'm ready for the moist line.
I gotcha. All right, you leave a message. Here's the number: 1-877-MOIST-86.
And this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
These communist sons of are just going to be the death of this state. They already are. And they're going to be the death of this country. I'll be damned if I'm going to pay based on my income, because I'm not a communist, and this is not a communist country.
If I do a bad job where I work, I get fired. If you do a bad job, you get fired. Why can't we fire these politicians? Why can't we just get rid of them? And stop listening to all the people that don't make sense. Tell them, pound sand.
Hey, John, about the guy with no nose. How did he smell? I'll bet awful.
It's already a law that if you kill somebody, he goes, yeah. I don't get this. Don't make any sense.
Of course Umberg's a fake. Don't you remember him from 1995? He would vote for something, then Willie Brown would secretly let him change his vote back. Don't you remember that? He's worthless.
All this pollen in the air is bothering me. I'm now wearing a mask. I wear a mask everywhere I go.
Global warming is a reality. It's warming from the last ice age, and it will continue to warm as long as it decides to, whether we're here or not.
The Democrats are always going after Donald Trump for every little thing he does that nobody else even cares about, while the real criminal sits in the White House doing his best to destroy America, and nobody does a thing to stop him.
The speed cameras are really trapped because governments hire outside companies to run them, and the outside company gets a percentage of each ticket. So those just go off randomly. I know this because I'm a teacher. I go through the speed school zone every single day. I've been caught by those, and I know I don't speed through those zones.
We don't have a housing shortage in California. We have a people overage. There are too many people here.
Joe Biden said, when shaking hands with someone, have a firm grip and lick them in the eye.
To let Julie Sue head up the Labor Department is like letting Joseph Hazelwood of the Exxon Valdez fame to pilot another oil tanker.
Let's just say ambassadors show up to the situation instead of the armed police, and the situation escalates to something worse, and the ambassadors have to call in the police, then the punishment and consequences should be doubled if the police have to end up coming to the situation.
Kind of interesting about this whole fentanyl thing, talking about it coming across the border and coming from China, and obviously China could stop it if they really wanted to or do something about it, and they haven't. And I wonder how many politicians in Sacramento are taking money from Chinese businesses that kind of get money from the CCP or other places that kind of want to make sure the legislation doesn't happen.
Ma'am. John, Ken, you know nothing about nothing.
Yes, John, yes.
Well said.
We vote for these people, yes. We like these people, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Yes,
please hang up.
Hey,
goodbye.
Where else but the voice line can hear somebody refer to the Exxon Valdez? What was that, 1989?
Yes. Wow. That's a good reference.
That takes you way back. He really enjoyed his joke there, too.
Yeah,
All right, you can always leave a message to the Moist line, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Conway. Hey, now, Big Lots is now taking these coupons that Bed Bath & Beyond won't take. So
didn't
that's kind of cool.
Us that
it's
yesterday?
A relief. No. There's more Big Lots and Bed Bath & Beyond
you
news
might
coming
have
in.
Yesterday's.
No. The Bed Bath & Beyond story continues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Updates.
It's a big drama, John.
Yeah, that's big deal. Jenny Craig is getting thin.
I heard they're in trouble.
Yeah, firing a lot of people. That's the only way. The only way you get thin over there.
Not enough fat people.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what it is. That Jenny Craig really works.
The fat people are taking that Ozempic now.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
I was going out with a young lady who I was a bit overweight. She went to Jenny Craig. She lost a lot of weight and then said, "See ya."
I can do better. Right?
I got her into Jenny Craig and then she left me.
I can do better.
Yes,
that's right.
All right. Well, I don't know where
the marketplace thins. Exactly.
That's right. And then Reggie Bush billboards in L.A. asked for the return of his Heisman Trophy. Right. Remember, they took
stolen?
It away. No, they took it away.
They took it away.
Yeah, because
your dating
we'll
give them OJs.
What?
I bet your dating history was interesting.
You know, I actually was friendlier with my date's parents than I was my dates, you know. Like, I was always, like, closer.
You're an old soul.
I was closer with the dad. I was going out with a young lady, and then her dad called me, like,
gal.
We broke up. Her dad called me 6 months later. He goes, "Hey, we're having a barbecue. Want to come over?" I go, "I'm not going out with your daughter anymore." He goes, "I know. She's not invited." That's a true story.
Let's go to the track.
They're all true stories. It's a true story.
All right.
Crushers.
Big Dog.
Big Dog with you.
Okay.
Here
comes
next.
That big Friday
right.
show.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
All right.
Michael Crozier with news live from the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Who cares?
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.